Secretary General, and national executives of the Trades Union Congress, representatives of organized labor, active and retired, dignitaries of international labor organizations, the chairperson and director general of SNIT, members of the diplomatic corps, fellow Ghanaians, ladies and gentlemen. I thank the Secretary General of the Trades Union Congress, Dr. Anthony Yaba, for the invitation to be present at this ceremony to commission the refurbished Hall of Trade Unions. I'm always invigorated by my contact with members of the Trades Union Congress and organized labor. I cannot help repeating that the role of organized labor, especially during our struggle for freedom and independence from the British colonial power, is written in letters of gold. The historic call for positive action in 1950, made by our celebrated leader, Kwame Nkrumah, the first president of Ghana, would not have succeeded without the active support of the trades union movement, particularly that of the Railway Workers Union. The likes of Phoebe Baine, Vidal Quist, and Anthony Wood have secure places in the pantheon of great Ghanaian nationalists, through whose work and sacrifice we have inherited the free, independent Ghana in which we now live. In the post-independent era, organized labor has also continued to play a very constructive part in the development of our country. As rightly indicated by the Secretary General, in the run-up to the December 2016 elections, as part of several stakeholder engagements I held, I was here at the Hall of Trades Unions, where I interacted with the leadership of the TUC and outlined my vision for the transformation of the country if I was elected President of the Republic. Indeed, the state of the Hall of Trade Unions at the time of my visit in 2016 and in the early years of my administration would have made the likes of Phoebe Baine, Vidal Quist, and their successors very sad. The Akufo-Addo government recognizes and appreciates the efforts and sacrifices the TUC has made towards the construction of the happy and prosperous Ghana we seek. That is why when government received the request from the leadership of the TUC to assist and refurbish the hall, we did not hesitate. I've been told by the Minister for Finance the government's contribution to this refurbishment was 12,700,000 CDs. This refurbished hall is a fitting and proper tribute to the memory and work of the leadership and membership of the TUC of yesteryear and today, leaders such as Jofio Maya, John Tetegan, B.A. Bentum, A.M. Isifo, A.K. Yankee, Christian Apiaje, Kwesi Eduamankwa, and Kofi Asamoah. Ladies and gentlemen, since I became president on 7 January 2017, some 3 years and 10 months ago, I'm glad to state that the relationship between government and organized labor has been one of cordiality, cooperation, and mutual respect. I continue to be reassured by the determination of organized labor and its leadership to rally behind government to create a progressive nation buoyed on by faster economic growth rates and driven by the quest for decent jobs. I have been heartened by this, and I'm determined, for as long as I remain President of the Republic, to continue even more firmly on this path of cooperation and collaboration on which we have embarked to the benefit of the working people of our country. Both of us take seriously our engagement as social partners. Indeed, my policy as president has always been to find accommodation for matters of concern to the Trades Union Congress and try to find ways to address them on a mutually satisfactory basis. One of such matters has to do with a letter of 24th of August 2020 sent to me by the Secretary General on behalf of the Trades Union Congress, requesting my intervention to, and I quote, correct the injustice and unfairness in the implementation of the three-tier pension system, unquote, and resolve the issue of past credit for public sector workers who retired from January 2020. I refer the matter to that outstanding public servant, the senior minister, the Honorable Yao Osafumafu, who after careful studies and extensive deliberations has laid out the position of government in this matter. To assure the public sector labor organizations of our good intentions, government through SNIT would pay the difference in the lump sum payments between beneficiaries of PNDC Law 247 and those of Act 7666 for those retiring in 2020 with effect from 1st January 2020 to 31st December 2020. A committee will be established to supervise the implementation of this decision. On the larger issue of the peace of our nation in these sensitive times, let me assure you of the wholehearted efforts that are being made by my government and I to ensure the peace and stability of the nation as we enter the home stretch of the electioneering campaign. I'm calling on all political actors and the citizenry as a whole to commit themselves to a peaceful process and to forego any resort to violence. The Inspector General of Police and the other heads of the law enforcement agencies have made abundantly clear their determination to enforce the laws of the land, including the law banning vigilantism, in an impartial, even-handed manner without recourse to political color to secure the peace of the nation. I support fully their attitude and will give them my maximum backing. Indeed, I have over the years demonstrated my commitment to maintaining the peace and stability of our nation on several occasions. In 2008, I accepted the results of a closely fought election, which was won by the slimmest of margins, some 40,000 votes, without asking for a recount. Again, in the disputed elections of 2012, I protested the outcome in the highest court of the land, and after proceedings that lasted 8 months, I accepted an unfavorable verdict, called on my followers to respect the decision of the court, and Ghana came out with her democratic credentials enhanced and the peace and stability of the nation maintained. We in the New Patriotic Party have proved to the world that we were willing and able to submerge our individual and partisan preferences for the common good. We demonstrated clearly that it was not the ambitions of Akufo-Addo nor the fortunes of the MPP that we sought to promote. The stability and progress of Ghana in the enhancement of her democracy were the paramount considerations that guided our very action in those difficult days. Ghana has rightly earned a reputation as the pace setter in democratic governance on the African continent, a reputation I am determined to uphold and indeed enhance prior to, during, and after the 7th December elections. I would need, of course, the full collaboration and cooperation of the entire citizenry, including members of organized labor, to help attain this end. We all have to work together to create the environment that will allow the Ghanaian people to make their decision on 7 December in freedom, peace, and security. It is their right. Accordingly, Chairperson, Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen, I declare the refurbished Hall of Trade Unions of the Trades Union Congress duly commissioned. May God bless the Trades Union Congress and us all, and may God bless our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong. I thank you for your attention.